Hello, welcome to our podcast. This is Homegrown Happiness. We're some 10th grade students, and for a project in health class, we had to make a podcast. So we decided to make our podcast on happiness and how our everyday activities influence our happiness. I hope you enjoy.
For our podcast, we were looking into what makes us happy and some things that we can do ourselves to make us happy, hence the name. And so first we thought we should look into what we do in our everyday lives that makes us happy. And so we looked at some of the activities that we find fun and bring us happiness. So for me, some things that I like to do that make me happy are I like playing video games. I like drawing. I also like reading. And I like exercise as well. I like running. So those are some of the things that I like. What about you guys?
For me, I like playing tennis with my friends and playing video games with my friends too.
For me, I like playing sports and video games with my friends also. So I talked to a friend and asked him, what in your life brings you happiness and why do you think this makes you happy? He said swimming makes him happy. He gets to be with his friends.
I also talked to one of my friends who I like to play video games with about what makes him happy, and he said that spending time with his friends and playing video games makes him happy.
And I was talking to someone else on the tennis team, and he said that playing tennis with his friends also made him happy. So after we talked about things made us happy, we wondered about why these things made us happy.
So for me, the reason why it made me happy, because I enjoy playing with friends and winning.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I thought that hanging out with friends and playing with friends was, it was just fun, and it was more fun than studying, and the presence of like friends just felt like it reduced stress for me.
And well, for me, I just kind of feel like when I'm by myself, it's kind of like, it's still fun to do stuff. But like when I'm with my friends, it's sort of like almost lose track of time. And it's like almost like a different environment where I just like, I can completely relax and just like have fun. We also talked to the people we interviewed and asked them why they think what makes them happy makes them happy. So for the person I interviewed, they said they think it makes them happy because they can like hang out with their friends and like it's like relaxing for them almost. What about you guys?
For the person that I interviewed, they said that playing the sport like tennis, it felt productive and fun to them, especially when hanging out with friends.
For me, the person I interviewed, he said that swimming was something that made him happy because he got to hang out with his friends and be around them more.
After looking back at why these things made us all happy, we realized that they all have one thing in common, which is that it involves like friendship and hanging out with friends.
After looking at things that make us happy, and we're asking why they made us happy, we decided to do some actual research on why these things make us happy and what we can do, as well as you guys, the viewers, can do in your everyday lives to make yourselves happier. So the first thing that we looked at the first thing we looked at for research was exercising can actually help make you a lot happier. So it actually supposedly exercise, just doing it yourself, like exercising just for a short period of time, 7 minutes might be enough, that it can it releases a lot of endorphins in your head that actually make you like happier.
Another thing that could make you happier is that if you sleep more, because you'll be less sensitive to negative emotions. In a scientific experiment, sleep deprived people were tested to see how many positive words they could remember and how many negative words they can remember. So the results were that 81% of the words that were remembered had a negative connection, which was words like cancer. and then they could only remember 31% of the positive words, like sunshine.
Another thing that we found is moving closer to work and having a short commute, because a test was shown where driving in traffic is a different kind of hell every day for many people that live far from work.
Some more things that we found increased your happiness were that spending time with your friends and family. It's said that spending time with your friends and family actually makes you a lot happier of a person overall. And people that are thriving in old age normally have close relationships with others that they've bonded over for a long period of time. And normally people are a lot are very regretful if they don't end up forging good relationships in their lives. It's actually one of the most it's one of the biggest regrets most people have towards the end of their life.
All right. So another reason why, or another thing that you can do to be happier, is to go outside. So going outside, and like especially in good weather, boosted positive moods because you were able to get fresh air, and it improved thinking and working memory. So participants in a scientific study were found to be happier outside in natural environments than they were in urban environments, which helped them improve their thinking and working ability.
Helping others is another thing I found when researching. And when researchers interviewed people, they found out that most of their money was spent on group dinner or concerts and stuff instead of things for themselves, like shoes, television, or expensive items.
Another thing that we found that could help increase your happiness is smiling. So obviously, smiling means you're happy, obviously, but also even just like fake smiles, just even if you don't really feel happy, like fake smiling can also help make you feel a bit better. There's just something about smiling that makes you almost happier, because you're like, it's just almost, real smiling is better for you. But basically what I'm just saying is smiling as much as possible is shown to help increase your mood and make you a lot happier.
So another thing that can also make you happy is that you can plan things ahead, like or even vacations. So it can range from even just anticipating to watch your favorite show at night, or planning a few months ahead about going to a trip to a different continent. So a study found that people who thought about things ahead of time that made them happy had their happiness levels raised by about 27%. So even though it's ahead of time, just thinking about it just gives you happiness.
So another thing we found was meditating, because like it's an important habit for like improving focus stuff. A research was done at Mass General Hospital where they had 16 people go and scan their brains before and after they took the class. And they found out that a lot of people changed by taking a meditation class with like compassion and self-awareness. So.
And lastly, one more thing was that being grateful can help increase both your happiness and your satisfaction with life. So if you just try to be more grateful and have like a more appreciating outlook on life, like everything that happens to you, like almost seems better. It helps you have a more positive, it helps you have a positive on your life and gives you more outlook. And a study actually showed that people who wrote letters of gratitude over a 3-week period increased their happiness and their satisfaction with life, and apparently decreased depressive symptoms as well. So these were a lot of things that you could do as a viewer to help make you happier in your everyday life that we think you should try out. And they definitely have scientific research backing up, showing that they actually do work.
Thank you so much for watching our podcast. I hope you guys learned a lot of things about happiness and why do things that you do in your life could make you happy.